Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Defunding Planned Parenthood should be a no-brainer. Anyone who still wants to continue funding this genocidic organization that brutalizes children and then sells their body parts should not be in office at all. And those that try to oppose this need to ultimately be removed by the voters. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, you've got a Republican-dominated or majority House and Senate, and it should be a no-brainer that they could get a bill passed in both houses to defund Planned Parenthood. I know that there's this continuing resolution that's coming up, and that's this kick the can down the road resolution. While we still have a budget that is out of control, a deficit that continues to skyrocket into the trillions of dollars, and now we continue to kick the can down the road and continue to lift the spending lid so that the government can continue to borrow more and go more in debt. What ought to happen as part of this continuing resolution is a complete removal of Planned Parenthood funding from it. And if some of the people on Capitol Hill want to filibuster that, if they want to oppose it, let them do it. If they want to shut down the government, then this is something worth shutting down the government over. We should not be funding an organization that is conscripting money from taxpayers in order to kill innocent children and sell their body parts.
Yeah, Matt, but the Republican or the establishment wing of the Republican Party does not seem to have the political will to do what's clearly the right thing here. Fox News reported on FoxNews.com on September 13th. It says, with Congress being officially in session in just a handful of days before the potential shutdown deadline, GOP leaders haven't said how they will handle conservatives' demands while also rounding up enough votes to prevent a shutdown. Conservatives' longstanding opposition to Planned Parenthood and abortion was reignited this summer by the release of secretly recorded videos showing group officials offhandedly discussing how they sometimes provide tissue from aborted fetuses for medical researchers. Well, that's an understatement of the videos. These showed atrocities, Holocaust-type atrocities that we haven't seen since Nazi Germany, Matt, and it awoke the conscience of a nation, I think. And so they talk about, why is this a conservative versus establishment thing within the Republican Party? Why is this a conservative versus liberal thing? It's not. This is a right versus wrong thing. There are those who are now defending the indefensible, and Planned Parenthood has proven itself over and over again, but now especially as completely indefensible, yet this right of abortion, this sacred cow of abortion for the left, is so deeply ingrained in their psyche, their collective psyche, that people are willing to sit back and watch them with their own eyes and ears, watch a Holocaust occurring and not do anything about it. And that includes folks within the supposedly pro-life Republican Party.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think this could ultimately mean on the House side, Boehner as the speaker or not as the speaker. I think there could be a revolt against him as the speaker if he doesn't come forth with a strong leadership. And he's not been strong on anything that he's ever done. He has always had rhetoric. And then when President Obama wouldn't blink, he always backed down. On this issue, if you're not going to lead the Republican majority House to defund Planned Parenthood, then you have no backbone at all. I mean, how can you in good conscience go to bed at night knowing that you have the ability to lead this vote to defund an organization that is killing children, that is selecting the kinds of children to kill and the selecting of the body parts to harvest and turning around and selling those body parts? I mean, these videos have absolutely been sickening to watch. It is the face of abortion. It's something that has been going on. It's not something new. It's just been revealed on these undercover videos. So they need to defund it, both on the House and on the Senate. And if the government shuts down, then the government shuts down. If President Obama and others want to shut down the government because they want to participate in human genocide and force all of us to be complicit with that, then let them shut down the government. The government doesn't deserve to continue to operate if we do it at the expense of killing children.
So we're talking about, right, Matt, an amendment to defund Planned Parenthood included, or in a bill. And as Fox News says here, such a bill would probably pass the GOP-run House. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recently acknowledged that he lacks the votes in his chamber and said President Obama would veto it. Anyway, I have never heard a more gutless statement. And they're so afraid of the specter of being blamed for shutting down the government. Matt, if you include an amendment, defunds Planned Parenthood, which is unequivocally the right thing to do by any objective moral standard here, to not force taxpayers to pay for this genocide. If you do that, and Democrats vote against it, or President Obama vetoes it, then who is affirmatively shutting down the government? It's not Republicans. That would be either the Democrats who opposed it or the president himself shutting down the government.
Yeah, and what I just said about Speaker Boehner on the House side is holding true for the leader McConnell on the Senate side. If he can't lead his Senate to vote to defund Planned Parenthood, then he has no business being the leader of the Senate. And he has been just as weak on the Senate side as Boehner has been on the House side. And the fact of the matter is, you know, he's looking at this, well, you know, if we pass this bill and then the president vetoes it, then we don't have the votes to override the veto. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That may be true. But if, in fact, you have the votes, whether you have the votes or not, this is a vote worth having. It is a vote worth, this is a hill on which to die, if you will, because there's lots of children that are dying on this hill, and you're just allowing that to happen. And not only allowing, you're enabling it by funneling millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to this genocidic organization, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, let the chips fall where they may. Let the president, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, let the United States congressmen, let our U.S. senators affix their name in support of Planned Parenthood. Let them go on the record and say, nope, I want to support Planned Parenthood so bad that I'm willing to oppose this bill in defense of Planned Parenthood, even after the revelations over the summer that they have been slaughtering babies, having babies born alive even, killing them and parting them out like a part of an engine to sell to these for medical experimentation, you know, Mengele-esque medical experimentation. I'm going to support them. Let their names be affixed to that support for Planned Parenthood. Let the record reflect who stands for genocide and who is going to stand up against it.
You know, this issue of abortion is the biggest scourge on America. You know, we have, since 1973, shed the blood of innocent children, nearly 60 million, and not just humanely, but brutally, in the most brutal imaginable, unimaginable kind of way, ripping and tearing and cutting and pulling their body parts out, or bringing them out where they just die in full intact position because they suffocate, and then harvesting their body parts to sell and make a profit. I mean, you can't get any more evil than that. And we in a country have allowed that to happen. It's happened on our watch. I can tell you what, that will not continue forever. God will ultimately not continue to bless this country. We will pay for that sin. We will pay for the consequences. And we must not only reverse it, stop it, but we must repent of this horrible evil and ask that this blood be washed from America and from our existence and our conscience. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. This is a critical moment in American history. If we continue to move beyond what we have seen this year in these videos and still fund that kind of genocide, then I don't know what kind of America we've become. But it's certainly not one that I am proud of. And it's certainly not one that I can continue to just be proud of being an American. This is not who we are. This is anti-American. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-human dignity. It's anti-God. So pray for this country that we have a reversal and a repentance. Go to Liberty Counsel's website and pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. Support us financially as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. And make sure your voice is heard with your members in Washington to defund Planned Parenthood.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.